You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting for Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you guys know, I've never kept this secret. I am a firm, stomp down, 10 toes down proponent for pay for play as an option for the modern man in this modern society, where women have no problems getting online and saying that men need to pay for them. Yes, pay to be in my presence. However, I say, you know what? I'd rather just pay the flat rate. Now, in my case, my option is the massage parlor. Why? For me, it is the simplest, quickest way to get my pipes clean if I completely desire doing so with a woman. Now, I was looking at the massage parlor forums, and I came across this article out of San Diego. Now, this article was published on the 30th of January. San Diego authorities take action towards shutting down a Kearny Mesa massage parlor. I find this extremely interesting. Be it that they've never decided to actually shut down any of the titty bars in San Diego or Dalbergia Street by the Navy base. I find it interesting. They refuse to arrest the streetwalkers for soliciting. However, gentlemen, once again, this is nothing more than moral authoritarians at work. An investigation into quote-unquote alleged illicit sexual activities at a Kearny Mesa massage parlor has led to action towards shutting down the business, San Diego authorities announced Tuesday. Oh, they think they actually won. No. And I'm going to explain why later. The Ocean Spa was the target of a months-long investigation conducted by the San Diego City's Attorney's Office and San Diego Police after nearby businesses and community members filed complaints against the massage parlor. Now, I would be an absolute hypocrite to say that when I went to San Diego to visit some friends, I did not partake of said parlor. And believe you me, gentlemen, man, they had some hot little ling-lings in there. So yeah, I definitely know exactly where this place was. Authorities stated, quote unquote, neighboring businesses complained the site was the source of foot traffic at odd hours. What's wrong with that? People having intercourse in parked cars. No. I guarantee you that part is meant to embellish the site. Why? Because if you truly understand and know about the sexual underworld in regards to massage parlors, the women do not leave the parlor. All business is conducted inside said parlor. So, if people were having sex inside of cars, more than likely they were random couples looking for a spot to actually go and get their rocks off. Now, I know exactly where this spot was located, off the 163, in a nice little enclosed area. So, yeah, it was a prime location. If people didn't want to go to a hotel, you know what? They could just park their car, get their business in, and go ahead and go elsewhere. And sexual noises loud enough to disrupt a nearby church service. How the fuck can you have a church next to a massage parlor? Speaking of church, I find it very, very, very interesting. Why? Because there are only two types of people who attend the modern Western church. Number one, hypocrites of the highest order. And number two, single mothers trying to look for their bailout plan via the church. After receiving numerous community complaints regarding illicit sexual activities at Ocean Spa, including criminal, nuisance, and lewd activities, SDPD's Vice Unit began an extensive and thorough investigation into these complaints, working directly with the business abatement unit, the nuisance abatement unit of the city attorney's office in preparation for prosecution. City attorney Mara W. Elliott filed a civil law enforcement action to stop prostitution and possible human trafficking at the business, according to a press release. There you go. The normie catch-all when it comes to the option of a man to just pay for play. Oh, it's all human trafficking. Blah, 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 blah. Elliot said, quote unquote, the owners of Ocean Spa have been masquerading as a legitimate business for far too long. Well, how about you start going after the sex workers on Dalbergia Street? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't do that because of the laws in place that Gruesome Newsom signed into law about, quote unquote, walking around. Yeah, they won't go after the real criminals. However, they found a soft target to go after to make themselves feel like they was actually doing official police work. Ocean Spa is a sex shop, not a massage parlor, and it has no place in our community or anywhere else. Wrong, wrong, wrong. See, once again, the moral authoritarian honestly wants to go on a stupid crusade to try to stamp out something that they, quote unquote, don't agree with, yet the moral authoritarian is one of the biggest fucking hypocrites walking the planet. We look forward to holding these perpetrators accountable and restoring peace in this complex. According to authorities, San Diego police spent, quote unquote, more than 125 hours investigating prostitution-related crimes at Ocean Spa last year alone. On at least four occasions, spa workers offered to sell sex to undercover police officers, which led to the arrest of at least four individuals for prostitution. They also documented more than 1,270 online advertisements for sex acts at the spa in the last 5 years. Elliot asked a court to prohibit Ocean Spa's quote unquote continued operation of an illegal red light business and pay more than $100,000 in civil penalties and reimburse the city for attorney fees and other monies spent responding to police calls and other enforcement-related activities. Well, you know what this sounds like? This sounds like a shakedown. If anything, that proves that actually the city was more criminal than the actual criminals. Yeah. SDPD Chief David Neeslet said, quote unquote, "The San Diego Police Department takes neighborhood complaints of this nature very seriously." Yeah, right. Once again, if they really took those complaints seriously, they would shut down Dalbergia Street. They would actually go in and arrest all the streetwalkers. But like I said, they won't do it. Our vice unit's thorough investigation into the operation at businesses like Ocean Spa bring peace and civility back to San Diego neighborhoods. What a fucking joke. Man, the last time I was down in San Diego, homelessness off the rails. More women have actually taken to the streets down in San Diego. Believe you me, some of my old Navy buddies, yeah, they're giving me the scoop. There are a lot of women down in San Diego making back alley deals, including some Navy chicks. Yeah, there are even female sailors out selling a little bit. We are grateful for the collaboration with the city attorney to eliminate this type of criminal conduct in our community. According to the city attorney's complaint, the city code inspector allegedly found evidence that indicate Ocean Spa's employees lived on the premises. Quote unquote, "We're not convinced that these women voluntarily sold sex. We're concerned about the well-being of these employees," Elliot said. Blah, 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 blah. Typical fucking normie rhetoric. However, do they honestly believe that they achieved any sort of victory here? No. When you understand the sexual underworld, when you understand any part of the underworld, the black market, whatever, as soon as they knew the heat was coming, because trust me, they knew the heat was coming way before they started the investigation. So I'm just going to give you my surmise of what more than likely went down. They allowed some of the quote unquote throwaway women to actually peddle it. However, they had already had another location set up and ready to go. So no, they may have succeeded in quote unquote shutting down this particular parlor. However, the women, they simply moved to the next parlor. Now, of course, that spot, Ocean, was very popular. It was. Why? Because unlike Normieville, unlike the Normie woman, unlike the titty bar, a man could actually go and get what he pays for. See, as long as men are paying for the illusion of the possibility of sex, society is willing to turn a blind eye. Why? Because society and the environment actually benefit from said man's, you know, sexual desire. They benefit on the financial end. However, if a man can actually go to a massage parlor or a brothel, which in my humble opinion, they should just go ahead and legalize brothels. However, Big Zaddy government doesn't get that money, which I find pretty, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? Interesting. Big Daddy government doesn't make money off of quote unquote pay for play directly. However, the women make the money, but they go spend it. Oh, that's right. Taxes is the secret word there. Yeah, you can't really tax a renegade. You can't really tax a sex worker directly. That's the big reason why pay for play continues to be quote unquote illegal. Yet at the same time, we live in a society where normie women openly say that men have to pay just to be in their presence. Get the absolute fuck out of here. Now, there was an article a long time ago. If I could find it, I will put it in the comment section or the description box, excuse me, talking about how cheap sex has prevented men from forming relationships. No. It's the modern woman and her attitude and her entitlement that has made more men decide, you know what? Fuck these Western women. I will go elsewhere. Now, far too many women, especially nowadays, are in binds. And yeah, they are selling. So, I find this article interesting, but it has not slowed down anything. Like I said, when the heat came, they simply moved locations, and that was that. So congratulations, SDPD. You've stopped nothing. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. In my humble opinion, and with my knowledge of the sexual underworld in regards to the massage parlor, yeah, San Diego County alone has over 250 different parlors. So yeah, they didn't stop anything. If anything, like I said, they simply moved locations. So yeah, have your little moral victory, have your little feel-good party, but like I said, you've stopped nothing. It is what it is. And for you normie women out there who think that you're going to keep having your stranglehold over, you know, sexual access and which men you allow to have sexual access to you, you better understand this and understand it crystally damn clear. The power you think your box has is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to submit themselves to trying to get box no matter what the cost is, that's going out right along with it. Because like I've always said, men have more options. Pay for play is definitely an option that men will use, regardless of whether or not it is quote unquote fully legalized, which in my humble opinion, it should be. The synthetic companion, passports, just sitting it out. Men have more options. And guess what? Men are exercising said options every damn day. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.